This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tuesday.
Never today.
Fall behind. Yes.
I saw
Celtics.
Somebody on X.
Wearing a royal shirt today.
Yeah, I know. I saw
first
that
time
today.
First time
I've ever seen you in a royal shirt today. No, it is really the first time. Like you took your Chiefs coat off, threw your Celtic shirt down, and now you're sporting the Royals. They got 20 wins, and
they're
on pace to have the best pitching staff in the history of their organization right now. They literally are the best pitching staff in the history of Royals baseball.
Was the best 85?
No, it was not. Because I actually looked 80? It up yesterday. I was having a conversation with someone yesterday about this. Right now, the Royals have a 3.16 team ERA, according to baseballreference.com. That may be a little out of whack. But 76, they were a 3.21 ERA. 72, they had a 3.24 ERA. 71, 3.25 ERA. Mm. You realize 2013 was the best pitching staff of that 13-14-15 run. 3.45 ERA in 2013 for the Royals.
Big game, James.
Yeah, that's right. It was. 2014, 3.51 ERA, and then 3.73 in 2015. So that 2013 team, man, they were a pretty good baseball team that we never really think about all that much because of what happened in 14 and 15.
Well, obviously. I mean, 13 was the start of it.
Yeah, it was. It was beginning of the kind of that climb. I wanted to go back real quick and talk about that Mottola guy coaching on the sidelines for Boston last night. Let me ask you this. One of the biggest things we talk about in the NFL every week, you know, sports fans talk about halftime adjustments, right? Like we live and die on the halftime adjustment conversation, which again, the locker room in the NFL at halftime, you got time to take a piss and go outside and call it a day, right? That's all you're doing. You're not doing much else, right? And so, you know, but honestly, like if Andy's got a game plan and it's not working, isn't there a plan B? Wouldn't you expect Andy Reid to have a plan B or Steve Spagnuolo to have a plan B? I look at some of these great coaches and I think, okay, you have a plan B. You have to know when to enact plan B. It just didn't look like Boston had plan B last night. And you've got to go into a game knowing that plan A may not work. What is your fallback? And the guys and the coaches that don't have those fallback plans are the ones that are left holding the bag, man.
Yeah, plan A was working until about, 5 minutes and 47 seconds left in the third quarter?
Yeah, around then.
And they were up 20.
Mid-third, and then it was just like, okay, this obviously isn't working. And part of it's that, and part of it's, you know, this Celtics team's done this for years. They get up 20 in the third, and they play stagnant. They play ISO. They stop moving. It's frustrating.
Well, you get bored after a while. You do. And I mean, being up 20, I mean, Justy and I were kind of talking about it off the air.
What did I say?
Justy and Dusty. It doesn't matter, right?
Busty, Justy, Dusty.
Yeah.
Nixon 5.
Yeah. I'll go 6 because they already got the 1.
Yeah, there you go.
And now they got home court advantage. Speaking of that, I mean, did you see the Garden last night? That place was packed out. People at the Yankee Stadium were losing their minds over it. The Madison Square Garden, not the fake one
Garden.
In Boston. Yeah. And so, Boston and St. Louis are very similar in my heart. Both are second-tier cities, craving to be better than a bigger-tier city that's just by them. I mean, Boston is St. Louis. I mean, second-tier to New York. All St. Right. Louis has always been second-tier to Chicago. Right. Crappy pizza in St. Louis, crappy pizza in Boston.
I know pizza in Boston.
I mean, so... what was I talking about?
I don't know. The Royals?
The Plan B, the Royals, the Spags, the Chiefs. I mean, we covered it all in that segment.
Do you know that... never mind.
Here's the pitch. Slider hit on the ground, through the left side and into left field at base hit. Winston to score from third. Salvi goes to second. And Michael Garcia's got another hit in the month of May. An RBI single through the drawn-in infield, and the Royals have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth.
While wearing white uniforms with Royals across the chest, right?
And then it was...
lined up the left field line. That's going to get the run home. And Waters will have extra bases as he speeds to second base with an RBI double.
Should have known Waters was going to be a great player when your team's logo this year is Fountains Up.
That's right.
I will stop there. But again, we talked yesterday... Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be him. Bobby Witt Jr. was him. Bases, walks, steals, runs, speed, all the above. Cole Reagans was your ace last night. A lot of pitches, but what, 11 strikeouts in six innings or whatever it was?
It was a good rehab start against a double-A team last night.
You know? Yeah, bullpen session.
Yeah.
And then there's Michael Garcia and
simulated
Waters.
Game last night, would you have called that?
Yeah. I mean, you didn't even need to watch it.
No.
But again, that was a game. And so... that, to me, last night was a game of the best of both worlds, right? To steal a line from Rookie of the Year and Rigma. But the thing is...
Rookie of the Year, the mother in Rookie of the Year is P. Crow Armstrong's mom.
Oh, I thought his mom and dad were Lance and Cheryl.
A lot of people have said that, yeah. But that's not the case. He's so, MVP.
But the thing about last night was, I think throughout this season, what you're going... And last night you got the best of both of it, and I'll explain. I think throughout the season, you are going to have games because that's what good teams do with great players. You are going to have those games where Bobby Witt Jr. or Cole Reagans will be the reason why you won.
Yeah, right? Sure. Yeah.
You take the NBA, for example. There's going to be a game that Boston wins by 20. No offense. And that's because Tatum and Brown were both Tatum and Brown. And you're going to be like, well, that's what they do. They both went 5 of 6 from the arc. They both had 25 points. They were just too much. The Royals are going to have that with Bobby Witt Jr. and Cole Reagans. And they kind of had that last night. Bobby Witt Jr. was... the five-tool player that he was, and Cole Reagans was the ace. They're also going to have games where they're going to need somebody else to step up. And that was what everybody was talking about at the beginning of the season. When is it going to be Vinny? When is it going to be Sal? When is it going to be somebody that's going to do it? And last night, those people also were Drew Waters and Michael Garcia, who continue to be great surprises of this season. And last night against the White Sox, you got both of it. You got Bobby being dominant, Cole being dominant. You got Waters coming up with a key double and an RBI. And Michael Garcia knocked in Bobby Witt Jr. when he needed to.
Yeah.
So last night, again, the White Sox, I don't care. You're now 20-16. You're 4 games above 500. You're one of 10 teams with 20 wins.
That's many teams already in baseball has 20 wins.
And what's funny is 6 of them are in the AL Central and in the NL West.
Wow.
The two best divisions in baseball have 6 20-win teams. So, again, more wins than the Yankees for now.
Do you think the Rockies will get to 20 wins on the season?
I hope, but not probably until the All-Star break, which is crazy to think.
I mean, set the over-under when the Rockies hit 20 wins, guys.
July 15th.
Remember, the White Sox won 41 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to say July 15th?
Yeah.
How many do they have now? They pass 5?
6.
Yet? Do they have 6?
So they got to win 14 more?
And by the All-Star break?
A month and a half. So they might be at 12 and a half by the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But no, I thought that, you know, and then, you know, Lynch was good. Like, Estevez was good. Your bullpen did its thing. That was a great all-in-all win. Yes, it was the White Sox, but you go back to the original narrative. Beat the bad teams.
Yep.
Beat them in dominant force. Whether or not 3-0 does it for you or not, I don't know. But that's how they won last night.
Well, look, the White Sox never had a chance. You texted me when Waters had that hit and went up 1-0. You said it's the Royals game over. And I said,
Garcia.
And I said yes.
Yeah,
the game is over. The Royals were up 1-0. That's all they needed.
And Reagan's already had 7 straight.
Yeah, that's all they needed. The White Sox can't score. I mean, it was painful to watch that team try to hit. They have some decent enough pieces. You know, that Mydroth kid is one of their stars at second base. I like him. I think he's going to be a nice player. Lou Roberts going to get traded before you know it to some other team. And he's going to take off. off and have himself a hell of a second half of the season playing for a winner. But they have a very tough time scoring runs. So you get up early, 1-0 in this game, and that's pretty much all she wrote, you know, for the Chicago White Sox. I just love the fact that it's Drew Waters and it's Mikel Garcia that are getting the job done for this organization, because that's what you want. You want the guys that are making the league minimum to go up there and really produce and become guys that you can count on, because you need those guys over the course of the season. And it doesn't matter what sport it is, you need those guys that maybe you weren't counting on at the beginning of the year. And I don't think a lot of people, clearly not counting on Drew Waters, right? He was in the minor leagues, and I don't think a lot of fans were in on Mikel Garcia, even though last year I couldn't get off the Mikel Garcia kick. I kept saying, I really like this guy, I really like this guy. And it's good to see him kind of bust out of the slump that he had last year and really, really own the plate right now. I mean, he's a marvel to watch at the plate. He's the second best player on this team, as I continue to say from last week. And I enjoy watching him. There's certain baseball players you just enjoy watching, right? Jonathan India is one. Mikel Garcia is another, and Drew Waters is starting to become that guy for me as well. Like, guys you can count on to come through when you need it, and you feel comfortable when they're up there at the plate.
So, quick question for you guys before I get into your hypotheticals and the other thing. What was the one take we had yesterday? I don't want to give myself credit, but I'm going to, that I brought up about your birthday, MJ Melendez.
Yeah,
right? Your birthday is April 19th.
Yeah.
Yep. April 20th, MJ Melendez, or April 19th, MJ goes down, right? We think maybe that could be a shock of the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, okay, him getting sent down and Waters staying would be maybe an uptick in Waters' game. I never knew how much our boss listens to our show. So he joined the drive yesterday.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Do you want to know what his take was on the drive? This isn't Cody.
All right, guys. MJ Melendez was sent down on Saturday, April 19th.
Oh.
Since then, the Royals have gone 11-3 and have beaten good teams like the Astros, the Rays, the Orioles. They beat the Tigers on that final Sunday to end that horrible road trip. 11-3 since he got sent down. And as someone who doesn't really believe in sports coincidences, I don't think this is a coincidence. One, you're obviously replacing a player in the lineup who was hitting under 100. And then second, when a guy who's been on the roster for the last 3 years is sent down, it does send shockwaves through that clubhouse. It makes a difference. Maybe it makes everybody focus in a little bit more, thinking, hey, this could be me next. It gives Drew Waters a little bump in confidence to say, hey, they didn't send me down. I now get to play right field every day. Drew Waters, one of the hottest hitters on the team. I don't think there's any coincidence that MJ Melendez was sent down 2 weeks ago and the Royals are playing their best baseball of the season and now three games above 500 heading into a really, really important homestand where you get four against the White Sox and three against Boston.
Stolen take, clearly. Listen, I mean, and he should be listening to the show. We're pretty good at what we do here, patting ourselves on the back, right? A little bit. Go. Thanks for listening, Steven. Wow, that was an original take right there. I mean, next you're going to tell us that Andy Reid is retiring. I'm going to try to be nice here for a second, right? Sometimes when you remove a slug, everybody gets better. And I mean, I hate to use that term, you know, as a slug, as a big league baseball player. That guy was a slug in the lineup, man. He stunk and he wasn't listening. And that's the other thing, right? You have the Hall of Famer telling you how to get better and you choose not to. So you remove him from the equation. And we talked about it yesterday. You can kind of feel the air go out of the room. Everybody's at ease. Everybody's relaxed. And you know what else it does? It sends a message to Drew Waters. And we'll just talk about Drew Waters, because most people would have said, when whoever came back from the DL that day, that it would have been Drew Waters to go back down. The Royals said, nah, it ain't going to be you. It's going to be this guy here who's hitting, you know, I-29, so go take your ride up the road and enjoy Omaha. But they showed confidence in Drew Waters. And sometimes in life, right, it doesn't matter what job you are, you need that one person to show confidence in you, and you take off and you go. And boy, it sure seems like that was the case with Drew Waters. Like, he had that sigh of relief, like, oh, my God, it's not me going down. They believe in me. I don't have to go to the plate every single time and try to hit a 5-run home run to stay at the big league level. I'm just going to relax. I'm going to see ball, hit ball. And now he's hitting 290 almost, or whatever it is on the season, driving in runs, becoming a bat that you can rely on in the lineup, taking all of that pressure away from him and giving him the opportunity to just go out there and play. It's probably the first time. No, I wouldn't say probably the first time. It's the first time that he's had that opportunity at the big league level in either organization that he was in, where they just said, Here you go, boy. You know, go out there and get it done. Go take care of business. We got your back, bro. Let's go. You're our guy. And Drew Waters goes out there and he's playing free and he's playing easy and he's playing, you know, great baseball right now. And I think a lot of that has to do with that. That's credit to JJ. That's credit to, you know, Q and all those guys for saying, yeah, we're going to send this guy down who stinks right now. We believe in you. Go out there and get him. You're going to play every day. And the pressure of Drew Waters having to drive to the ballpark, wondering if he's going to play or getting one pinch hit opportunity and feeling like you need to make the most of it every time. They've managed Drew Waters brilliantly in this situation. I love it.
I also, this is where I get nitpicky, and I know a lot of people will say don't mess with nice things when they're rolling the right way, right? No one says that saying, but it's just made up.
That's a superstitious thing, but I don't disagree with it.
You know? I would say this. If I could have one be and moan about the Royals right now, I think they're rolling. They're playing great baseball. But when you're playing bad teams, I think it's okay to like maybe mix something up. What would you guys be in favor or unfavor of maybe having Waters lead off, Michael hitting fourth, and bump Sal down to fifth and let India hit sixth?
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Waters,
I mean, what you ultimately want to do, right? Like the batting order, like if you hit one, you're supposed to hit the most times, right? I never understand why you don't stack your lineup at the top, right? You want, who do you want to see and hit the most, right? The guys that are the hottest, right? Yeah. So that would be like Bradley Cooper, you know, guys like that, the hottest dudes in the world. They were all at the Met Gala last night, looking fantastic.
You see Joe Burrow? Oh.
I did not see Joe Burrow, but I heard he got out of the car with two supermodels at that thing last night. Uh-huh. Like Joe Burrow, man, street cred for you. But it's a really good threesome. Yeah, but
we'll get to that.
Yeah. But also too, like, you know, you put your best guys at the top of the order, mm-hmm. so they get the most at bat. So I would just absolutely go Waters, Garcia, Bobby, you know, in whatever order you want to do at the top. Yeah,
I just think that Garcia's shown that he can knock guys in, so I want to keep him in an option where he can put somebody in from the bases. But Waters has shown that he can get on, and he's got enough speed, and he's kind of a minute five tool guy. But you let him lead off. Just try it out. Like, let him lead off. You take a little bit of pressure off India. You take, you know, look, because Vern said that yesterday. Like, if you do get a bat, you know, and it does become successful, then maybe you can take a little pressure off the captain who's, you know, got the hip issue and mm-hmm. age is coming. And he doesn't have to be the, you know, the captain that saves everything. And, you know, maybe let Waters lead off. Then go Bobby. Then go Vinny. Then go, you know, then go Garcia. Then go Sal. Then go India. And then 7, 8, 9, that's where you do your Isbell and, you know, Canna and all those guys. And, you know, at that point, you should have had your table set and 8 all in that, you know, time span of your 1 through 6. Because, look, now you have the opportunity to kind of, like, see what these guys can do. They've done it long enough to where they've given you proof that they're here for the long haul. Because, like you said with Drew Waters, it wasn't him. It wasn't me. It was him. This is, I'm running out of time in general of my own career to be a successful MLB player. And then Michael Garcia figured something out. And when things are rolling, I know you don't always want to mess with it, but also, like, what if it works? Like, what if Waters is the table setter and Waters gets a single, Bobby gets a double, 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0.
You've reset it, and now you've got Michael Garcia coming up with 3 outs still to go, and Vinny doesn't have to hit the 2-run bomb. Vinny can fly out or line out or get a base hit, and then all of a sudden, Bobby, you got a double, still gets the RBI, you have more opportunity to score runs. Again, I'm happy where the team is. I'm not upset with it. I'm just saying if I could tinker with it a little bit, like, don't mess with nice things. But if I could, I would move just those two things around.
Yeah, but India's come on of late, too, I think. At least it feels like India's come on of late for me.
India's fine. Yeah. I'm just saying from what I just...
So at this point in time with the way, like I feel that he's playing at this point in time, leave him where he is right now. But if it starts to go south a little bit and you feel like you need a change, I wouldn't hesitate, you know, changing things up. I know baseball players are creatures of habit, and at least they used to be. I don't know how much anymore they're the creature of habit with, you know, knowing where they're going to be in the lineup every single day. And, you know, I know I'm going to be hitting third, and then you get to the ballpark and you're hitting second. Boy, that is a mind warp for a lot of these guys.
Sure.
Because, you know, that's just the way they operate in baseball. So I don't know if that's still a thing like it's been in the past, because I know, you know, managers now and the analytic people will jumble the lineup constantly based on what they consider the best matchups out there. They don't, you know, sometimes consider who's hot and just put the hot guys again at the top of the lineup and let them do their thing. But, you know, we'll see how, you know, Q decides to manage the thing. But I like the way that India is playing right right now. And for me, ultimately, like, this is a very well-balanced team. One of the more well-balanced teams that we've seen in Royals history, because when the hitting wasn't there, the pitching stepped up. And if the pitching hasn't been there on the night, hey, they go out and they get a few runs. And so they've got each other's back. And I like that as well, too. Like, this is a true team that we're watching right now. And they figured it out. And also, too, before we move on, credit Q. You go 2-8 on a road trip and you're under 500 and everybody in town saying same old Royals again. And then you rip off 11-13 or whatever it's been, you know.
12-2 now.
12-2. So 12-14. You've ripped off 12-14. You got to credit the manager on that one. That's like, you know, people wanted him to flip a spread and all that nonsense when they were 2-8 on that road trip. That's why you remain calm. That's why you say, hey, guys, we're going to figure this thing out. And they have figured this thing out.
So not really a Royals take here as we wrap up this segment, but there were two things last night that caught my eye from the baseball world of I want your guys' perspective on it. One was, I don't know if you saw the brutal crash from that kid from Cincinnati to the wall.
One time is enough.
Okay, broke both forearms.
I mean, broken both.
Mm-mm. So my question is, Matt Olson is the one that hit that ball.
Yeah.
He circled all the bases and scored.
Yeah.
Is he in the wrong or is he in the right?
No, he's in the right. The ball's in play.
Okay. Because everybody else stopped. Yeah, that's catastrophic.
You never stop. Like like watching high school soccer, right? And last night, shout out Emmy, okay? And I will shout out Emmy for Olathe East last night because she had the goal of the year. And one of these things that, you know, you watch the kids, it's like when somebody falls down, all the kids, you know, they tend to stop and they watch. Oh my God. And the ball's still in play. Mm-hmm. Last night at the game against Olathe North, the goalie for North put the ball down. And everybody just kind of stopped. And Emmy goes, to hell with that. And kicked it right into the net and you know, scored a goal. And I'm like, that's what you need to do. Okay. You have to continue to play when the ball is in play. It's unfortunate that that dude busted up his forearm, but them's the breaks, as they like to say. And you've got to go out there and you got to just continue to play until the whistle blows or till the umpire stops the game. I have no problem with that.
That fall looked terrible. I just watched that. That was awful.
It was awful. But, wow. I mean, you still got to continue to play.
No, I agree.
You
know? Watching it, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other one was, are we ever going to get over the point where it's okay for pitchers to pimp it too? Because I don't know if you saw the Tigers and Angels game. So leadoff guy, first pitch of the game, off target, scoop ball. You haven't seen this one yet.
No.
Okay. So first play of the game, this guy for the Angels, leadoff pit, first pitch, target, scoop ball, last year's Cy Young, takes target, scoop ball deep to the rocks. Home run.
Who was it?
I don't know his name. Irrelevant. But he pimps it. He stares at the ball, flips the bat, does the whole thing. And then his next at bat, Tarik Skubal struck him out with heat high, swung and missed.
Mm-hmm.
And Tarik Skubal stared him down.
So?
And he said, I can do that too. Now go sit down.
Woo!
And the guy looks back and they're starting to go back
Love
and forth.
It.
And it's like, in baseball, everybody gets mad with the bat flips. But if you flip your bat, the pitcher is going to be able to, you know, do his thing too. When he gets you, you do your thing. You get him. You do your thing. It's got to be both. It can't just be one. And so my question to you is, it should be unanimously allowed that if you pimp the pitcher can pimp the batter.
That's a sports. Trash talk.
Yeah.
And then Tarik Skubal is like, I apologize. Let my emotion. No, don't apologize.
We don't need to apologize.
That guy took you bridge.
Soft.
You then struck him out with heat in his eyes. And he said, I can do that too. Go sit down now. And it started a benches clearing brawl. You know, the guys at the bullpen, come on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hold him back. So come on. If we can flip bats, we can flip fingers as a pitcher.
I like the showmanship. It's fun. Yeah. Remember, like, I think there was an era where we forgot that sports is supposed to be fun.
Mm.
You know, it's okay to show emotion. That's what you want. Fans are showing emotion. Players show emotion. Fans love when players show emotion because it means they care. And a lot of times we look at the players, we're like, we care more than you do, Michael Porter Jr. And so you like the fact that they show emotion. You like the fact that they're kind of bought in to what's going on out there. I have no issue with that at all. And nobody else.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And if you got issues with bat flipping or pitcher celebrating after a big strikeout or something like that, why are you even watching sports?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.